Democratic National Committee declares victory for Biden in Afghanistan. By Joel B. Polak on August 24, 2021. The Democratic National Committee, DNC, issued a press release on Tuesday praising President Joe Biden for his actions in Afghanistan, noting that tens of thousands had been evacuated in recent days without any reported U.S. casualties. The press release, issued by the DNC's so-called War Room, is reprinted below, in full, with its title, original emphasis. President Biden defies expectations, again, delivers results in Afghanistan. President Biden has defied expectations and exceeded even his own administration's goal in successfully ramping up evacuations from Afghanistan. Not only has President Biden evacuated nearly 60,000 people from Kabul with no American casualties, but he has taken the steps necessary to finally end a 20-year-long war, bring Americans home, and keep our promise to our Afghan partners. Despite initial doubts on President Biden's leadership and ability to evacuate 50,000 people from Afghanistan in 2 weeks, CNN's Kate Sullivan, CNN's at Clarissa Word in Kabul, "I'm sitting here for 12 hours in the airport, 8 hours on the airfield, and I haven't seen a single U.S. plane take off. How on earth are you going to evacuate 50,000 people in the next 2 weeks? It can't happen." President Biden exceeded expectations and successfully ramped up evacuations, evacuating over 50,000 in only 10 days. Senator Chris Murphy, "In fact, it didn't take 2 weeks to evacuate 50,000. It took 10 days. Lots of work still to do, but it might be time for a bit of a reassessment by the media of this operation given the actual results." John Harwood, Biden national security officials last week set goal of evacuating 5K/9K per day from Afghanistan. This morning, WH says 21,600 were flown out of Kabul in last 24 hours, 12,700 on U.S. military flights, 8,900 on Allied coalition flights. Total evacuees in last 10 days, 58,700. MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell, "This is the best run evacuation from a war America lost. Vietnam was much worse, including the killing of American soldiers who were helping the evacuation and whose bodies were left behind in a Saigon hospital." The press release ignored the chaos of the withdrawal, the collapse of the Afghan military, the failure to communicate with U.S. allies, the stranding of U.S. citizens, the seizure of billions of dollars in U.S. weaponry, and the blow to U.S. prestige. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.